The world's largest beer maker is a step closer to becoming even larger. Anheuser-Busch InBev, maker of Budweiser and Bud Light, announced this week that the Justice Department has cleared the way for its acquisition of SAB Miller. The deal still needs approval in China and shareholder approval as well, but if it goes through, the $106 billion merger will combine the world's two biggest brewers. So joining us now with more is Kurt Nikisch, senior editor of the Harvard Business Review. Hi there, Kurt.
Hey, Meghna.
So explain to us, first of all, the terms of the Anheuser-Busch's InBev's, I should say, agreement with the Justice Department.
Yeah, so the big concession that had to be made in the United States was for Miller and Coors products, that part of the company, to be spun off as a separate company. Because basically what everybody was worried about was that you were going to have Budweiser, Miller, Coors, all under one company, basically dominating the mainstream beer market. And so the Justice Department is forcing that to be spun off as a separate company. The other thing that they're doing is making sure that that this new combined company doesn't have as much control over the beer distribution system in the United States. So there are more protections now for craft brewers to know that they're going to be able to get into markets. So while none of those feel great about these two big beer companies becoming one even bigger beer company, they feel a lot better today.
Okay, so some antitrust protections there for smaller makers. What's the advantage for Anheuser-Busch InBev and SAB Miller in this merger?
Yeah, usually in mergers, you see advantages in becoming bigger, saving money, building bigger factories. But when you're brewing this much beer, it's not really about that or getting better recipes. That $100 billion price tag is a lot of brand value and getting access to customers. So the real value here is just this global marketing prowess, ad buys for the for major mega sporting events, things like that. You just have you can do a much better job at that size of marketing to a huge, huge audience.
Global audience, in fact, right? So, I mean, how big of a market share would this new merged mega beer manufacturer have?
Yeah, so it changed a little bit with the spinoff in the United States, but essentially you're looking at almost a third of all beer consumed around the world would be produced by this one company.
So one out of every three beers cracked open anywhere on the planet made by this company if the merger goes through. Wow.
Ginormous.
Okay. Well, let's talk about for a second here what's been going on in the United States, because haven't beer sales been falling a bit here in the U.S.?
Yeah, they have. Young people in their 20s and 30s aren't turning to beer. They don't consider beer their first choice like their parents did. And so that is changing. There's some more health conscious stuff. But at the same time, their consumption of craft beers has been going up. So it's a much more complicated market now. Yeah. Than it maybe used to be.
All those self-proclaimed mustachioed beer snobs out there.
Yeah.
Say craft beer's where it's at.
There's still a lot of diversity out there, even though beer overall is maybe not growing. Diversity is still growing.
It's interesting. I was just checking that the Anheuser-Busch InBev's stock market ticker is appropriately Bud. So we'll see what happens as this deal approaches finality. But Kurt Nikisch, senior editor of the Harvard Business Review, bringing us up to speed on a mega merger between Anheuser-Busch InBev and SAB Miller, potentially making it the supergiant beer manufacturer in the world. Kurt, thanks so much.
Oh, my pleasure.